What orangutan tool use tells us about human evolution. Humans aren't the only species that use tools. Many animals do. Our closest relatives, the great apes, have long been known for their intelligence and ability to manipulate objects in their environment. Among the great apes, orangutans stand out for their complex tool use, which may hold important clues about how early human technologies evolved. A recent Outlook article authored by Dr. Robert Shoemaker and Dr. Christopher Martin, both of the Indianapolis Zoo, delves into the existing research into ways that orangutans use stone tools, exploring the cognitive processes behind this behavior and what it can tell us about human evolution. Using tools can have a major impact on the success of a particular species. Tool use refers to the ways objects are used in a variety of modes, such as throwing, cutting, or pounding. Using a stone hammer to crack open nuts is an example. For humans, tool use is tied to the growth of our intelligence, culture, and survival skills. Researchers believe that early humans developed sharp stone tools, giving them an advantage in accessing food and other resources. Dr. Shoemaker and Dr. Martin were curious to see how closely orangutan tool use mirrors that of early humans. Orangutans, like chimpanzees, have been observed using tools in the wild and in captivity. But how do they go about learning these skills, and what does it tell us about the mental processes behind their behavior? In the wild, all great apes use tools in a variety of ways. For example, they can use sticks to fish for insects in inaccessible nooks. Dr. Shoemaker and Dr. Martin focused on research that investigated a fairly unusual behavior, using sharp stone tools to cut objects. Through their review of the literature, they found that orangutans are capable of using stones for cutting, but only under certain conditions. In an experimental setting, researchers have given orangutans tasks that required them to cut through obstacles, such as ropes or silicone membranes, to obtain a food-based treat. They were also provided with stones that could be struck together to create sharp flakes, similar to how early humans created tools. However, even with these materials in front of them, the orangutans did not attempt to make their own sharp tools. This doesn't mean they couldn't use sharp tools. When the researchers provided the orangutans with human-made stone flakes, they used them successfully to cut through the obstacles and access the food. This showed that orangutans can understand the concept and function of a sharp tool, but they may lack the motivation or insight to create one for themselves. One of the most fascinating aspects detailed in the article is the way in which orangutans learn to use tools through observation. Dr. Shoemaker and Dr. Martin emphasize the importance of social learning in tool use. Social learning refers to the process through which any species, including humans, learns behaviors by watching others. In the case of orangutans, they often learn how to use tools by observing trusted companions, including humans. For example, an orangutan watched a familiar human use a sharp object to cut something. Shortly after, the orangutan mimicked this action by drawing a stick back and forth across her own hair in a cutting motion, demonstrating her understanding of the action and its purpose. In another case, an orangutan attempted to open a coconut by pounding it with a stone. After failing to crack it open, the orangutan handed the coconut to a human holding a machete, clearly requesting help in cutting it open. These behaviors highlight an ability to not only understand the tool function, but also to collaborate with others in using them, a trait that is strikingly similar to early humans, who likely learned and shared tool-making skills within social groups. However, orangutans do not always approach tasks in the same way that humans do. For instance, researchers presented orangutans with a device that required cutting to access a food reward. Despite the availability of materials to make sharp stone tools, the orangutans did not attempt to create one. Instead, one of the orangutans found a simpler solution. He used a stick to open the device and retrieve the food. This finding suggests that orangutans prioritize practical, familiar solutions over novel ones. In this case, the orangutan didn't need to make a sharp tool because he found a way to solve the problem without one. This reflects a broader concept, where animals, including humans, can become stuck using tools in the same way they've used them before, rather than exploring new uses. But what if the reward was more enticing? To test this, researchers offered grapes, a treat, in exchange for sharp stone flakes. The apes quickly learned to trade the sharp stones for the grapes, showing that when motivated by a valuable reward, they could adjust their behavior. However, even when given the materials and the opportunity, the orangutans didn't try to make sharp flakes themselves, opting instead to use the ones provided by the researchers. Some researchers believe that only apes who were raised as humans, sometimes referred to as enculturation, develop the mental abilities to perform some complex behaviors such as making and using stone tools. However, Shoemaker and Martin question this idea. While enculturation might encourage or reveal certain cognitive abilities, it does not create them. This is a crucial distinction. Orangutans already possess the capacity for complex thought and problem-solving whether they are raised around humans or not. The orangutans in the stone tool use study did not fail. They used alternative solutions to the ones planned by the experimenters. This speaks to the importance of experimental design for great apes that considers their perspective and authentically reveals their mental skills, abilities, and complexity. This research gives us a fascinating glimpse into the cognitive world of orangutans and helps us better understand how tool use evolved in humans. The findings suggest that while orangutans are highly intelligent and capable of using tools, experimental design can be biased against great ape participants. Orangutans live in environments where they don't face the same pressures as early humans. If they can solve a problem without making a sharp tool, they will. And their solutions are often just as clever, if not more so, than the ones we expect. This article by Dr. Robert Shoemaker and Dr. Christopher Martin highlights the importance of experimental design and how it can bias results when studying great apes. Orangutans have the intelligence to make, use, and understand tools, but may not do it in the ways that researchers anticipate. By studying our closest relatives, we can gain valuable insights into how early humans may have developed their tool-making abilities and what this means for the broader story of human evolution. This audio is a summary of the paper, Orangutans and the Evolution of Sharp Stone Tools in Learning and Behavior. For further information, you can connect with Dr. Robert Shoemaker at rshoemaker@indizoo.com. What initially sparked your interest in studying tool use in orangutans?
I can remember very clearly what stimulated my interest in orangutan tool use and actually tool use in general in non-humans. I was very fortunate and I started my career as a keeper, working with a whole variety of primates in a zoo setting and especially orangutans. And I can remember very clearly orangutans doing remarkable things with tools, both how they used tools, but also how they made tools. There were lots of easy examples like picking up something, using it like a hammer, or creating a tool to use as a probe for something. But some really dramatic things, one of the ones that really was stunning to me was an ape that an orangutan that wanted to reach some honey that was a bit far away, and she picked up a long stick and then ripped a piece of burlap, a long strip of burlap, and wrapped it around the end and made a honey dipping tool and reached out and dipped in the honey and then pulled it back and licked all the honey off. And what was amazing to me is none of this was consistent with what we saw in the wild. That stimulated my early interest, and I wanted to understand why we didn't see these kind of tool-using behaviors in the wild with orangutans, and why were they so different in zoo settings.
Your research highlights the role of social learning in orangutan tool use. Can you elaborate on how this process differs between orangutans and other great apes, such as chimpanzees?
In addition to tool-using behaviors, I'm very interested in social learning, particularly with great apes. And we know with certainty that orangutans can learn from other orangutans. They can also learn from humans. But they are a bit different from the other great apes, gorillas, chimpanzees, and bonobos, and humans. Not different in how they learn socially, but different in terms of the opportunities to learn from other individuals, particularly in the wild. So we know that the African great apes, gorillas, chimpanzees, and bonobos, are intensely social. There's always another individual around, or almost always. And the opportunities to learn from close relatives and friends and the larger social group are available every day, maybe even constantly every day. That's not true at all for orangutans. Orangutans live a very different kind of lifestyle, and many spend the majority of their lives alone. So the most important demonstrator for an orangutan is their mother. And once they become independent of their mother, there are far fewer opportunities to learn socially. So even though those can happen, they rely very much on their own experience and their own thoughts to figure things out, particularly when it comes to tool use.
Given the reluctance of orangutans to create sharp tools in this study, what do you think were the environmental or social pressures that pushed early humans to develop tool-making skills?
I think this was a very interesting and informative study, but I disagree with the conclusion that the orangutans were reluctant or incapable of creating cutting tools or manufacturing some tool that was beneficial. In fact, the design of the study made that unnecessary. They were able to accomplish what they wanted to accomplish without making those kinds of tools. So there was really no reason for them to do it. And one thing for sure about orangutans is that they are efficient and they don't expend more energy than they need to. And I think this was a good example of that, where they could do it with a much simpler solution. That doesn't really help answer, though, why this was such a common type of tool in human ancestors. And if you think about the challenges human ancestors were facing, they were living a harsh lifestyle and having to learn to exploit any food that could be beneficial. And when you can't process or eat a certain food by just using your hands or your teeth, tools are incredibly beneficial for that. So when cutting tools made the processing and consumption of certain foods much easier and possible, there's no doubt that would be a great incentive for that kind of tool behavior to persist in the population of early humans.
In terms of cognition, how would you compare orangutans' tool use abilities to those of other animals, like birds, e.g. crows, or dolphins, who are also known for using tools?
It is absolutely certain that there are many, many species of animals that use tools, and some do it with great sophistication and complexity. Not all, but many. However, it is also certain that the most sophisticated and varied forms of tool use occur in the great apes. Among the great apes, chimpanzees and orangutans are the most complex tool users. They use tools in all of the modes that have been defined, both in terms of use and manufacture. Chimpanzees are a bit more complex when it comes to using tools in combination with each other. They are a real standout there. But what great apes are doing with tool use, and that includes orangutans, of course, is really quite different than many, many, many other species that use tools, like crows. So when it comes to sophistication and complexity, there is really no doubt that, aside from humans, we're really talking about the great apes as being the most sophisticated. And among those, again, the ones at the top are the orangutans and chimpanzees.